Danny Wentzloff joins us now, and first of all, congratulations, Danny, and how does it feel?
Thank you. Yeah, it just feels good. Feels good to be able to get one and keep playing.
How nerve-wracking was this game, especially as it went into the 10th inning, you get to the 9th, to the 10th? It has to be a little nervous because every play is a big play.
Yeah, I think in that situation you're definitely aware of what's happening, but just being able to stay calm and trust the preparation and know that you've been in those situations before and trust the team to pick each other up.
You were able to take the 2-0 lead in the 5th inning. You were a part of that as you reached and were able to get a single, and that led up to a sacrifice fly for Goodwin. But when you took that 2-0 lead and finally getting on the board, getting the couple of hits now, that had to really get you going after what was a pretty good pitcher's duel in the first 4 innings.
Yeah, absolutely. We were able to crack there and get a couple runs across, and we thought we had a good chance to win at that point.
How big was that home run by Teddy to tie it up at 4? What was it like in the dugout?
Oh, there's lots of excitement in the dugout. I mean, Teddy Giefer's been doing it all year for us, and just to see him come up in that situation, we expected it, but it's still exciting.
You tie it up with Teddy's at 4 apiece in the 8th inning. Then they were able to score a run in the top of the 11th. And what was the mood like with your teammates?
Kind of similar. You know, we tried to just stay calm and trust each other. And, you know, it's been the story all year for us is we give up a run or two and we're able to respond, or we don't swing the bats that great and our pitchers pick us up. And, you know, we just trust it. And eventually we've been able to claw our way back from those situations.
You knew that you were going to get up in the bottom half of the 11th inning. The first two batters, Dykoff and Cole, they're able to get a full count. They draw walks. You have runners at first and second, and then there's a wild pitch that allows them to go to second and third. What are you thinking then?
In that situation, I got two guys in scoring position, and I got myself into a plus hitter's count, and I was just looking for a fastball, and he gave me one.
And you were able to hit one right down the first baseline. It was so close they had to review it, but did you know it was fair?
I knew it was fair right off the bat, yeah.
You don't get to celebrate, but not truly celebrate, and you had to wait a little bit for them to make to look at the review. But how does it feel to get a big game-winning hit to keep your career and season going?
Oh, it feels good, but just excited to be able to go and roll it out there again with this team.
And now you get ready, you face the loser of the next game, Augustana or Wayne State. I won't ask you who you'd rather play or anything like that, but as you said, excited to be playing with these guys at least another game.
Yeah, absolutely. Just being able to roll it out one more time, for sure one more time, and hopefully put together another good game and play again tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the game-winning walk-off hit, 2 RBI double, and we wish you best of luck a little later tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. That's Danny Wentzloff, the senior from Roseau. We thank him for joining us here in the post-game show.